Good morning. It's Easter Sunday morning. What a joy and privilege to be with you today in your living rooms, in your home. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful Resurrection Sunday morning. Hey, this is different, I know. I know that you may be missing being together in the church. I am too. But you know what? It's a beautiful thing that we can still worship God. We can still honor Him and give praise and give thanks to Him because He's so worthy of our praise. So this morning, as we think of the sermon time, I hope and trust that your hearts have been prepared by the beautiful music that has been pre-recorded for you and the worship time together. This is something that is so very special. I do want to thank everybody behind the scenes. In fact, Brent Brinks behind the camera this morning, we thank you, Brent, for all that you do. Brandon and the worship team for recording those worship team songs for us. We appreciate you. None of this can happen without you, so thanks. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. This is something that is different for us, I know, as the church, and we're just working this out together. But you know what? We are still the church. Jesus is alive, and so we celebrate that today, and so we're so thankful for that. Hey, you know what? As we think of the Easter message, as we think of the resurrection of Christ, it's an old story that you and I have heard for years and years. But maybe you're here for the very first time. Maybe you are listening to this message and you've never heard the Easter story before, but maybe you're curious. Maybe you're just somehow stumbled upon this video. I want all of us to realize that the Easter story is applicable to all of us. And so as we think about the Easter message, there's really nothing new that I haven't read before. And yet there's something special about the Easter story that we want to be reminded of each and every day. It's the gospel message. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. And so I want to read it to you. It's out of Luke chapter 24. And so just as a reminder for us today on what we're doing, why we're celebrating Easter, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. So let's just read this together. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered in the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. Verse 11, but when they did not believe the women, because of their words seemed to be like nonsense, Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen laying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. You see, this was the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross, in which we call this Good Friday, of course, and he was dead. He was expired. He experienced the same death that you and I experience as humans. Yet, there's hope in Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, where he was in the tomb for 3 days and yet was resurrected into life. And so today, I want us to be reminded of the gospel truth, the good news, the message that I just read to you. I want us to be reminded and why we need to be reminded of the gospel truth. And so we need a daily reminder of the gospel truth in our lives because it excites praise. It evokes praise and thanks to God. God is worthy. God the Father is worthy of all praise, isn't he? But you know, he should be the one in the news headlines because God has done so much for us. So rather than taking this or taking his incredible works on our behalf for granted, we should daily meditate on what he has done. You see, God the Father has given his Son, Jesus, and offered him up to the worship and thanksgiving is what he is so deserving. You know, as I was thinking about this point in the sermon, I was thinking, what is it that, how can we truly be excited and to praise? What is it that excites us to praise and gives us that reason to give thanks to God? And I was finding, in Scripture, Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 14. It says this, "Then I saw a lamb that looked as if it had been slaughtered." And that lamb is Jesus Christ. Think about this. But it was now standing between the throne and the four living beings and among the 24 elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which represent the sevenfold Spirit of God that is sent out to every part of the earth. He stepped forward and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting in the throne. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song with these words, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you've caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God." And it continues to say, to go on and say, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." You see, I read that passage of Scripture to you because it kind of gives us a glimpse into the throne room of heaven. The reason why the Lamb, Jesus Christ, he was slaughtered, he was crucified for us. So the reason why we give him praise. And so we need a daily reminder of the gospel truth, a daily reminder of what it truly means to worship God for who he is. I can't wait for that day. I don't know about you, but that day in heaven when we get to worship Jesus, we get to worship before that Lamb and sing those hymns and sing those songs. And worthy is he. And so as we think of the reasoning why we need a daily reminder for the gospel truth in our lives. Secondly, to remember our uniqueness in Christ, to remember our identity. Hearing the gospel again focuses us on Christ. It reminds us to set our things and our minds on things above, not on earthly things. And so when we hear the Easter story, when we hear the gospel message, it transforms our minds, it transforms our hearts to think on things above, not on earthly things. I'm telling you what, we need more and more of that, don't we? I know I'm so tired of hearing and watching the news and a lot of things that are going on in this world. I want to set my mind on the heavenly things and things above, and so that we can remember and be reminded of our uniqueness in Christ. You see, we can easily forget who Christ truly is and who we are in him. And so we think of the things of Christ. And so a daily reminder of the gospel truth, why we tell this message. No, the next one is to nourish us, to be nourished, to meditate on God's word is so vital, to meditate on the gospel truth, to make it, to allow it to feed us, to water us, to grow us. In Psalm chapter 1, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, it talks about, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join with the mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord." The psalmist is saying, being delighted in the law of the Lord, meaning being delighted in the word, meditating on it day and night. And this is one that I love. The word picture here is they're like trees planted along a riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. Their leaves will never wither, and they prosper in all they do. And so we need to allow the gospel story, the Easter story, to nourish us. To let it flow through us and grow in us so that we are fed and nourished. It also allows it, the gospel story, the gospel truth keeps us from sin. Think about it. The gospel sanctifies us because through it we grow in love for our Father and we desire to please him with all of our lives. And so we want to be rid of sin in our lives. We want to say no to temptation. We want to say no to the temporary gratification that our bodies desire and our flesh desires. So knowing that there is no good thing that we can do that would make God love us more in Christ actually frees us to love and obey him rather than to take advantage of his grace. You see, so thinking this morning about the Easter story, we need daily reminders of the gospel truth to keep us from sin. And so this morning, as we think together, the gospel is the greatest treasure that we have. The gospel is the greatest treasure that we have. And so when we take a look at this and we say, I love you, God, I don't want to be in sin any longer, let the gospel keep you from sin today. Nextly, if you will, to motivate us as the church to be the church. We need a daily reminder of the gospel truth to motivate us as the church to be the church. The resurrection of Jesus Christ frees us to spend our lives no longer for ourselves, but for those around us. So if you think about it, church, the church has left the building. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm standing here and teaching to an empty room. I mean, if you think about it, the church has left the building. It's not that the church is no longer, it's simply the church has left the building. You are the church, we are the church. Now what do we do? You see, in these trying times that we're facing, we don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to realize that we're no longer having church or no, you are the church. And so I ask you the question, what are we going to do with that thought? We need to be there to be motivated. We need to be teaching people the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to be sharing and living out this daily reminder that the Easter story is alive and it is alive in us. And so today, that's our motivation, is for the church to be the church. So we need a daily reminder of the gospel truth to protect us from hopelessness. To protect us from hopelessness. Now, there's a word, hopeless. I trust that you are not hopeless today, because the gospel is full of hope. No sin that we commit makes God love us less. The gospel frees us from despair. I hope you're not in despair today. I hope that you have hope in Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm sharing this good news, the gospel message to all of us, because it is a hopeful message. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, which is shown through us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the daily reminder of the gospel truth is there to spur on others around us. When we're reminded of the gospel, we're more prone to share a word of encouragement with others throughout the day. See, this encouragement then in turn builds them up, and the gospel ministers to the truth in their hearts. We need a daily reminder of the gospel truth in our lives to tear down our pride. Think about this one. This one hits me. It does. To tear down our pride, it's a sober reflection on our sin and what God has done for us in the gospel through the good news. It destroys our pride. It cultivates a spirit of humility before the Lord and others. Think about it. When we think and we read like Revelation chapter 5, which we read earlier, it humbles me. I think of God, the Father in the heavens, and the sacrificial Lamb through Jesus Christ. I think of that word picture of the throne room in heaven, and I'm humbled. And it makes me realize that what a small person I am. Titus chapter 3, I want to read this to you today. And later I want you to go through this as well in your group and in your home. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. It says, "Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of envy and evil, and we hated each other. But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth, a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, He made us right in His sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." That's amazing. That's an amazing passage of Scripture. You know, as we think of our need to hear the Easter story again, as we think of the need to be daily reminded of the gospel truth that is found in Jesus Christ, maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today. Maybe the Holy Spirit has moved you in a way that that you've never been moved before, not because of anything I've said, but because of the response of the Holy Word of God. Maybe it was something that was stirring in your heart and that you feel a need for more of God. You know, it's a beautiful time today to come to Jesus. Many of you have heard the gospel message presented over and over again. In fact, many of you have been to Easter services and heard sermons upon what happened in the empty tomb and why Jesus was crucified and why he was resurrected. But yet, there may be some that have never heard this story before. Maybe you're listening to this video today and you've never accepted Jesus, and maybe you've never truly understood what it means to come to salvation through Christ. Well, today's the day. What a beautiful day for you to accept the love of Jesus, accept his forgiveness of sin, to come today and humbly confess that you are a sinner and that you need a Savior to come in and resurrect you. And so this morning, I would encourage you, if that's you today, I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you as a church. And the way we can do that is I invite you to go to our website. You've found this website, obviously. Maybe you're on our YouTube channel. But if you go to our website, dwchurch.com, and you just click on that prayer tab. So it'll open up on the webpage, and then there's a little prayer section. Click on that prayer section and just fill those information, just your name, and then type in, I want to know more about a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you do that for me, that'd be great. I would love to respond to you, and I will respond to you, I promise. I want to pray with you. I want to interact with you and really help you through this journey. And so this morning, on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning, what resurrection means for me is that personally, I've been resurrected from my sin, the old self. And Jesus Christ has set me free from this bondage of sin and death. And I hope that's the same for you today. And so as we continue to worship God, as we continue to talk this over in our groups together, I'd encourage you to really seek the Holy Spirit today. Seek Jesus in your life so that he can truly set you free. And understand that we need that daily reminder of the gospel truth in our lives. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for Easter Sunday and what it represents. But Lord, not only on this Sunday, but every single day of the year, we thank you for Jesus and the work that he had done on the cross. And not only for his death, but for the resurrection, which we celebrate together today. Lord, as we think of what the resurrection means for us, and so that, Lord, we can be reminded of the gospel truth and that it does so much for us, God. We thank you for that. And we pray for those people who need encouragement today, who are finding themselves hopeless or in despair. I pray for those maybe who don't know you and that would be reaching out through our website and through prayer, God. I ask, God, that your Holy Spirit would move in a mighty way. We thank you, God, for all that you do. We thank you for this celebration Sunday in which we can gather in our homes and our family groups and just truly worship you, God. We love you. And we thank you in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.